Samantha.
Yep, into
found
monkeys.
You,
Ewan. That's so gross. Well, we're totally, like, getting high.
Bring it! Bring it! Bring it!
Go easy and slow. Have you ever had an STD? Okay, honey, just because he was put together with one screw doesn't mean he's gonna break.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 66. And this is Ricky.
And this is Brandy.
AKA Mute Brandy. I thought I would never get her on the show, but for some reason she's decided to make an appearance. Well, I kind of know why, but actually our friend Charisse was probably supposed to be here, but she's low on gas.
And she lives all the way on the north side now.
Yeah, she's a north side whore.
And a south side traitor.
I don't know. I don't really. See, I get fucked up all the time. It's okay, Brandy. Brandy's nervous. She's putting her hands in her armpits and smelling like this. So, I really haven't described to people what Lakeland's like, but we have a north side, south side, east side, west side. And the east side and west side are always fighting one another. It's almost like, you know, Tupac and Biggie, right?
Yes.
Was that north? What was that, west and east?
Yes. East
Biggie coast was and east, west coast. Right? Biggie was east, Tupac was west.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I got that shit right. Who's north and south?
I don't know.
50 Cent and,
No, 50 Cent is from New York, I think.
Well, that could be north.
No, that's the east coast. Because that's where Biggie was from.
It's the northeast.
Okay. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
Yeah, and who was the person he had beef with a couple months ago?
Ja Rule.
Yeah. Brandy knows her rap stuff.
Yes.
So, I'm trying to break Brandy out of her podcast shell, you know, because she's going to become a famous podcast star like me.
One day.
I told you should do what I told you to say. I'm not a lesbian. Brandy's straight, and she has a fiance and two kids.
Yes.
So you're like the third straight person to be on the show. No, fourth straight person.
Oh, I'm so honored.
Because it was... You should be, bitch. There was Ryan... Oh, no, you're like the 10th person.
Dang.
Because it was Misty. I know. You're not even in the top five.
I'm just a random straight person who right. picked up on the street.
And called her my friend. Because Samantha wasn't available.
I yeah, saw me and Charisse are going to beat down Samantha when you're gone.
Right. How about I told, what did I say? Oh, no, I was going to say I picked you up over the Taco Bell drive-thru because I was holding up a sign, well, podcast, or what, well.
We'll let you on my podcast for food.
Yeah.
So I bought him 3 tacos, and here I am.
We'll podcast for food. Bought me 3 tacos, and I'm out and doing, hey. But if I have a computer to do a podcast, I probably wouldn't be holding up a sign saying that I need food, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Of course, I am pretty poor this week.
That's because you have such a nice computer.
Right. Too bad it doesn't feed me.
Right.
Too bad I'm not, like, a really famous podcast star. Oh.
That's your phone.
Your phone's going off, too. I'm going to put it on ignore. That's weird that both of our... Because the listeners get really upset when my phone rings.
Oh, they do?
Or when I text message in the middle of it. But you know what? You can thank Miss Brandy over here for text messaging because she got me addicted to it. How about we used to sit next to each other at work and we had like IM on the computer, but we refused to use it. We just IM'd each other on the phone. Because then they couldn't catch our shit.
Right.
Because, you know, we're always talking about bitches and whores and sluts.
Oh, at work, I have to tell you this. We have this new thing on same time, and it's called VZ Companion. And you can translate English words into Spanish. So today, me and Charisse were translating the bad words all into Spanish.
Oh, was it working?
Yes, and it works. Oh, and I even translated word, because Ryan always likes to say word. And it's palabra. So I sent him a message that said palabra equals word in Spanish.
When did you put in shit?
No. But Charisse put in fuck you.
And when I don't come remember back. What it said. Oh.
And bitch says it's para and whore is puta.
Ooh. So you guys don't have MSN anymore?
Yeah, we have it still too.
That's retarded.
And same time, both of them.
Oh, okay. That's kind of stupid.
Well, you know who we work for.
Right. Ghetto Central Services.
Right.
No, not we.
Oh, not... Well, we as me and Charisse and Ryan.
I got the hell out of that place.
I got out of there once and I went back.
I know. Back. Shit. I bet you about bit your tongue off to go back there, didn't you?
Yeah, it was pretty bad, but I did not like my other job very much at all.
Yeah. Well, that's...
And I really did look like a lesbian.
Yeah, that one day you showed up and had all that black shit all over you.
Oh, sorry, lesbians, if I offended you. Oh, but
I think I do have some lesbian... Well, actually, that reminds me. I need to go over something. I have a listener who on MySpace, his name is... MySpace. Okay. MySpace, whose name is Freak on there.
Okay.
And I kept calling her Fear. So anyway, she emailed me and she goes, I don't like the word lesbian. You could just call me gay. I said, that sounds good to me. But you don't have to worry about offending people. We do that all the time.
Oh, okay. I like to be nice. Sometimes.
We don't do that.
Oh, all right.
You're a Pisces. We know you're not nice.
I am nice. I'm the nicest Pisces you'll ever meet.
Just like me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brandy and I were actually 4 days apart from one another. We're born in the same year. She was born on March 1st. I was born on March 5th. So she's like older than me.
Yeah, by 4 days.
Well, you know.
Respect your elders.
Oh, shit. What were we talking about before I said lesbians? Oh, your work.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about same time. How about MSN?
No, your work at Cable.
My work at Cable, yeah.
Yeah. How about Brandy showed up at my apartment one time and I thought she had fallen in a dirt pit.
Yes, because I used to work for the cable company installing cable, and it was horrible.
And it was hot as hell in Florida.
Yeah, it was like 200 degrees. I should have kept that job, because then maybe I wouldn't be so fat.
Oh, it's okay to be fat on this show.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, if you're not fat on this show, then you're just not welcome.
Oh, okay.
I think everybody I've had is fat.
Allison's not really fat.
No, she's plump.
Okay.
Herb's been on my show. Oh, and Gina. They're both skinny bitches.
Yeah, they were. Gina's really skinny bitch.
I think Herb is about the same size as Gina.
Yeah, I think so too, now that I think about it.
Actually, this show is going to be coming out
Wednesday
night, when I'm going to be in Arizona to see Herb. Yes. So, Brandy, Charisse, Ryan, they all got to meet Herb. And we're going to, I want to ask Brandy what she liked about Herb.
Oh, I like Herb's cool hair. And he was really nice, too.
He was a whole lot better than Kevin, huh?
Yeah, he was.
Do you have anything to say about Kevin? It's okay, no. You can say it if you want.
Kevin was okay. He was just kind of rude on the phone whenever I called Ricky.
Ricky's
not here.
We need to reenact it. I'll be you, and you be Kevin.
Okay.
Hi, can I speak to Ricky?
Ricky's not here. Click.
Oh, I couldn't leave a message.
No messages.
Didn't even give
with
you
Kevin.
The chance?
No.
Shit.
He was not the answering machine, I guess.
Right. Damn.
Okay, I have to take a drink of my Mountain
Yeah,
Dew.
That's fine. Go ahead.
I love Mountain Dew.
We're Mountain Dew monkeys.
How about one day at work, I drank 5 Mountain Dews and I was all hyped
Holy
up.
Shit.
Angie was wondering what was wrong with me. She's like, what the hell's wrong with you?
I drank I drink 5 Mountain Dews, bitch. Why didn't you just drink a Mountain Dew?
The amp?
Amp thing.
I don't know.
They make them in super big now. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
It's like a huge dick. That's what it looks like.
I love huge dicks.
I know. We kind of have some inside jokes that we really can't discuss, but they're pretty funny if you were inside her head. So, I just got a little business to go over real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to thank Nard from Bear Podcast for inviting me and James onto his podcast. They actually interviewed us. So, I was on another podcast, Brandy. It was my first interview on another podcast. And I felt
you're getting famous.
I know. I felt so famous.
Don't forget the little people.
What is that song by Jermaine Dupri? Have you heard it, like 1492 or whatever that album is?
No, I don't know.
Because the girl's like, don't forget, the same people you see coming up is the same people you're going to see coming down. He's like, bitch, I ain't never coming down. But, I want to thank him for that. And I want to let everybody else know that for the Fort Lauderdale listeners, I think there's like 1.5 people that listen there.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
And one of them is my friend James.
Oh, so he don't count.
Not really. But I may be in Fort Lauderdale for New Year's Eve. So if anybody wants to hook, or not hook up, but meet, can you hear okay? You sure?
My headphones are falling off.
Oh, you can tighten them up. Here. Is that better?
Yeah. You do it. I'm an amateur.
You look like a peacock. It's okay to be an amateur. We all were at one time. All
right.
I'm going to be down in Fort Lauderdale, maybe. Because, you know, I used to go down to Fort Lauderdale all the time.
Yes, you did. And Brandy, every weekend. Actually,
yeah, for that asshole.
Right. Ugh.
Do you have anything to say about him?
We won't talk about asshole.
Brandy hated asshole.
We'll just go forward with Herb into the future.
Pisces don't step back unless we have to, right?
Right.
So, Brandy, I want to tell you what happened. I need to go get my Mountain Dew real quick.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
Do you want to like keep them occupied?
Oh my goodness. Maybe.
Maybe you can tell them a little bit about who you are and all that good stuff, where you're from.
Oh, okay. Ricky's going to get his Mountain Dew because, as we told you, we love Mountain Dew. And anyway, I'm Brandy, and I'm 29, from Indiana originally. Now I live in Lakeland. And, I don't know. If you want to know anything else, leave a comment to Ricky on Foul Monkeys.
That's hot. I like that. You're good. You've never been on the show. Shit.
Gotta boost you up.
Right. So, Brandy, I want to tell you what happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
Okay, you know what Burger King did to me about when I ordered breakfast.
Yeah.
And they charged me $46 for a $4.60 meal, right?
Yeah.
So you know I already have, like, bad blood
right.
with them. I got beef with them.
You got beef with the king.
Have you seen the King video game?
Yes, my sons have two.
That is ridiculous.
My sons have, the one where you can ride the mini motorcycle. I don't know what it's called. And they have the sneak king, where you have to jump out unexpectedly and give people food as the king.
I saw that and I died laughing.
Oh, but on the one where you can ride the mini motorcycles, you can also be Whopper Jr. Which my little son thought that was really cool.
I like saw that. I was like, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is.
That he's becoming famous like that. Like last year, not this Halloween, but I think the Halloween before that, he was the number one costume.
Ryan wants to be the king. He kind of looks like the king.
You know the bears are always wanting to hit him up, right?
Yeah.
Did he tell you about that?
Yeah.
How they always
I seen it on your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But then he said at work that bears love him.
Oh, they do. They just love him. I think he's cute.
Oh, and Ryan was quite upset with me because I said the picture of him on the podcast with his hood on, that he looks cute. And he's like, it's not cute, it's badass.
He would.
Okay, go on. About the king.
Yes, so Yesterday I went to Burger King and I was on limited funds, okay?
Okay.
I had three $1 bills and I had $2.50 in quarters. So that's like $5.50, right? No, yes. I had $6.25. So okay. I had $3.25 in quarters. So how about a roll up? I roll past Taco Bell, I roll past Sonic, I roll past Wendy's, I roll past Arby's, all that shit. Mm-hmm. All I wanted was a Whopper with cheese combo. So my mouth is like all watering and shit. You know, I'm just like, oh, I can't wait to taste this. I can't wait to taste it. I walk in and... this is not stereotyping anyone, but Shaquisha looked at me and said, "We ain't got no Whoppers." And did I didn't even say anything.
You didn't? You should have said.
I didn't have a chance to say what I wanted to order. As soon as I opened the door, "We ain't got no Whoppers."
And then you were supposed to say, "Isn't this fucking Burger King? You're the home of the Whopper."
I said, I looked up at the menu board and I was like, "Really? You guys have no hamburgers? We ain't got no Whoppers. You didn't hear me?"
Dang,
I was like, don't make Raekwon come out.
Oh, well, fast food's really sucky.
Tell them what Burger King did to you and what happened tonight.
Well, a while ago, I had went to Burger King and I had ordered a chicken sandwich with cheese. And then when I got home, I just had the bread and the cheese and the mayonnaise. No chicken on the bun. And then tonight, when I went to Taco Bell to get me and Ricky some dinner, I had ordered some nachos and cheese, and they gave me the cheese, but no chips.
So you had to eat that shit with a Buffalo Wild Wings Doritos or whatever that shit was.
It actually tastes pretty good. But
did it? No, but you need your free food.
I wanted my chips.
You need your free food.
I had to call Taco Bell back, and they said they'll give me some free food. Her name was Jamie on December 11th, 2006.
Around 7:30, Taco Bell in South Florida.
Yes.
So just in case.
In case there's any listeners that go there, you better make sure you got your chips. Mm-hmm.
Or it'll be free. But yeah, Burger King's always fucking me up. And their food's nasty already. I shouldn't even be going there because they use hot tomatoes.
Yeah.
Their tomatoes are fucking gross.
I had a hot tomato today, actually, because me and Charisse got something from Mimi Burgers.
From where?
Mimi Burgers. It's like the little vendor that comes to our job.
Oh, that's a new one?
Yeah, but they pressed my ham sandwich with the tomato on there.
Ew.
It was pretty gross.
That's gross. So we're going to go on to a little bit of news.
Okay.
And see what you think about this, because, you know, I'm a big... news religious book. Fanatic person.
Because
I just love religion. It's okay. My favorite thing in the world. So how about the Seattle airport removed all the Christmas trees in the airport because a rabbi asked that they put a menorah up with the holiday directions. So they removed every fucking thing.
Yes, I saw that on the news and I think it's ridiculous.
That's like here in Polk County. Remember when, who was it that wanted a holiday around Christmas time? Do you remember who that was? What religion it was?
No.
But they wanted a holiday around Christmas, and so Polk County at the school said, no, it was Tampa.
Yeah.
Tampa said, no holidays. Nobody's getting off. And I was like, that is so, was it Kwanzaa?
Maybe. I think it was Kwanzaa.
Was it Kwanzaa? And they were just like, nobody gets a holiday. I was like, that's fucking retarded.
Well, there was another town in Florida that I seen, because you know how they put up the Christmas decorations?
Right.
Like, they told them they couldn't. Yeah. And I don't remember where it was at, but they were like, take down all the wreaths.
Was it a homeowners association?
Maybe.
I hate them fuckers, too. They're like a religion.
Tracy's on the homeowners association for her place.
Is she allowed to have a different mailbox than everybody else?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her now.
Hate them. I will never, ever live... in a homeowners association. And me and Herb got into a big argument about this because, you know, well, we're not like planning anything, but he lives in a homeowners association place also. And I'm like, I don't fuck them bitches. They're not telling me when I need to take out my trash, how many pets I can have, if I want to have 500 children, I can.
Dang, 500 children.
And when I say children, I mean rabbits, not real children.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, come on, let the people, it's a menorah. It's a candlestick with, what,
why didn't
they
just
candles?
Put it up there?
I know, because it was eight feet tall, and they said it's just too much work too much work time to put it up.
Well, look how big them damn Christmas trees were. They reached up to the ceiling.
But how about some of the airline stewards or the airline people? They bought 1 foot Christmas trees to put around. I'm like, whatever.
They're getting on the nerves.
How come all religions can't celebrate at the same time?
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Everybody just needs to get along.
I know. Fucking Southern Baptist bitches. I hate them. Also in the news, in Texas, a 17-year-old boy was sentenced to 90 years in prison for attacking a Hispanic boy. He beat him, kicked and stomped him, burned him, and sodomized him with a plastic pole of a patio umbrella.
No, damn.
I know.
Poor guy.
And he lived.
Oh, he did? Dang.
Yeah. He was in the hospital for 3 months, and he had, like, I think it said 30 to 40 operations. And that guy got 90 years, and the guy before him that helped him got life.
Oh.
17 years old.
That's pretty young. Beating up people.
Just to even hate someone that much.
Right.
You know, that's just, they were like yelling and screaming, white supremacist, white supremacist.
Damn, I'm white, like, supremacist.
I know. I'm just like, okay, you know what? If you believe in something that hurts other people, that's fucked up.
Right. I don't like white supremacists because I have mixed kids and my fiance is a black.
I don't know why you wouldn't like a white supremacist.
Right, I know, right?
We told the podcast about what what was her name?
Sandy.
What she said about, do your kids come out white when they're born?
Sandy was just a moron. Oh, yeah, and, you know, kids like to ask crazy questions because my little son, one time we came over to Ricky's house to go swimming, and he said, Ricky, why do you like the boys?
And I was embarrassed as hell. I was like, what'd I say? I just do? Or no, you did
just,
you say
it
that?
It just goes that way sometimes.
Yeah.
He was like, okay.
And did he say... Did he say something to you, like, I don't want to be gay or something?
No.
And, or what did he say to you?
He
must have
known, like,
how do I know if I'm gay?
I was like, you're kind of young to be worrying about that, because he's only 8. That's mm-hmm. my youngest son. And I said, well, if you like girls, then you're not gay. So, supposedly now he has a little girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, then he might be okay.
Yeah.
It took me until about 13 or 14 okay. to realize, so...
I told him that when he got older, he would figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, what if you like boys and girls? I said, we'll right. talk about that later.
Right. That's a little bit too much information That's right now for mommy too much. To take.
That's a little too much for Monday.
And I could totally see him asking you that, too. And not
yeah,
even knowing.
You know him. You know how yeah. he is.
And he doesn't even, like, know, like, really what he's asking. You know what I'm yeah. saying?
Just full of questions.
What if I like boys
oh, well,
and
did
girls?
I tell you what he said when me and Charisse, when Charisse gave him my engagement ring? Oh, that's my boyfriend's name too, Charisse. Yeah. He was like, because my mom was like, your mom and dad are going to get married eventually. He was like, oh God, now they're going to do it. my dad was like, don't you think they do it already? He's like, no. My dad was like, well, how do you think you got here?
Mommy was Indiana. She stuck a corn husk up her pussy when you came out.
Ewy.
Ew.
Oh, like from I was looking at the Tyra Banks show since mm-hmm. we were talking about the 17-year-old boy, and they had these people on there, I don't remember their names, but their son was like a transsexual, or he was a cross-dresser, and somebody murdered him because they like were against, they were like gay bashing,
mm-hmm.
and they were on there talking about how they were thrust into the media and all that because their son got killed. And they had Deborah LaFay's husband on there too.
Not Deborah LaFay's husband.
Yes. Well, she's not her husband anymore, but
well,
her
she's
ex-husband.
From Florida, right? Tampa.
Yeah.
Hey, Tampa Bay. Or Tampon Bay, as the PNS Explosion likes to call it.
Or Trampa.
Or Trampa. And then we have Horlando on the other side of us.
Yeah, he was on there talking about Deborah LaFay.
What was he saying?
Just that she had mental issues.
She's a whore.
Stuff. Yeah, and she's a whore. That's probably what he wanted to
say.
We
have a lot of teachers in Florida that like to sleep with students.
Oh, we do? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, and we were talking about that at work today because Deborah LaFay's lawyer said she was too pretty to go to prison.
What?
And she's not even in prison. She's like
so was Lil' Kim, and she sure did roll up in there, didn't she?
And she's on house arrest, Deborah LaFay, and like probation. She didn't even go to jail.
And that one county, but she has another county that she's getting
right
tried in.
But right? I think that's really crappy because if she was a man, then they would probably be in jail.
Yeah, that's true. Burn in hell,
Deborah LaFay. No.
Oh, that's crazy. But oh, speaking of like sleeping with people. You know, another pastor stepped down for sleeping with men.
Was his name Frank?
No.
Oh, darn. Thought maybe it was.
No, this guy I think was out of Denver, and he had a congregation of like 1,200 people, and he stepped down because he had been doing immoral acts with men. I was like, guess there's a whole lot more gay people out there than we expect, huh?
Yeah.
And those Southern Baptist people can lick our asses.
Yeah, because they're going to stay with boys.
Apparently, their pastors are licking asses, too.
Right? Just don't know who you can trust. Who will lick your ass or not.
Remember I don't know if we should talk about that or not.
Oh.
About the person that said if you trusted your children around me or something.
Oh. Well, somebody at work, we won't name names, but they had asked me... like, did I feel comfortable bringing my sons around Ricky because he's gay? I'm like, yeah. Just because he's gay doesn't mean he's a damn pedophile. Right. I'm like, people are so ignorant in the world.
I know. That just doesn't make sense for me.
Like,
for
I never, like... that like never would even cross my mind, and like, it still doesn't. But for somebody to ask me that, because I would never ask somebody that.
You were so.
I was like,
you were shocked. You're like, what the fuck?
Am I having a dream?
Right. Are you fucking retarded? But, you know, it's like, that's because in the news, they never give, like, you know, pedophiles. There's more straight pedophiles than anything. You know?
Yeah. In the news, though, they don't ever give the facts.
Mm-hmm. They give what people want to hear, like the Southern Baptist people. Right. All they hear is, gay people are pedophiles. They're going to hell. They got AIDS. You know, come on.
Oh, Ricky's going to hell, according to Sandy.
Oh, yeah, because I'm a waste of a human being.
Right. And he's just so handsome, he can make somebody a great husband.
And I could have wonderful children and a great wife, but since I'm putting all that to waste, I'm going to hell.
That's right.
Isn't that nice for your coworker to tell you that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm. It's great.
It's wonderful. I felt so special.
You should have. Even though her son's in the closet.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. But we shouldn't speculate.
No, we should not. But we do.
So, just the other day, I think it was yesterday or Sunday, the space shuttle took off.
Yeah.
And you didn't get to see it, though,
did
you?
No, I didn't see it.
I did. It was awesome. Cool. It was like this orange, like, streak going through the sky, and then it turned bright, like, yellow or white-blue, kind of. And then it turned yellow again, and it was like... Whoosh! Exactly like that.
That was a good imitation.
Really? You want to do it again?
Yeah.
Too bad I don't have a camera, so I'm going to show them. Oh,
no, because the one night it was supposed to go off, it got
canceled,
so I didn't know.
And sometimes we wait up late as shit for that stuff, like 1, right. 2 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. And then like canceled.
Canceled.
And then some people drive like 5-6 hours to see that shit.
I know, because
like,
somebody at canceled. Work asked me, did I want to drive over there today? Because I guess...
It's really neat, though.
I guess Will lives over there. They used to work
really?
With us. Yeah.
Cape Canaveral?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That's far away.
I know.
He comes to work every day.
Well, he doesn't work where we work anymore, but... He must.
Guess... Does Dave still work there, the IT guy?
No.
He works over at PCC.
Yeah. Ryan said that he's seen him.
Yeah, I saw him, too. He's like, what's up, Ricky? And you know, his hair was like...
Yeah.
He walks like, he kind of looks like Chandler from Friends.
Yeah.
But he bounces and has his hair parted in the middle. Up and down. Right. And he
awesome
bounces
hair.
Up and down.
It's Pantene Fresh.
Yeah, obviously.
He could do a hair commercial.
So, is there anything you want to tell the listeners
about
me?
Do you remember when Sharice was doing the Pantene commercial when she got her hair done? She was like,
yeah.
Pantene. That was fun.
That was cool. She had long hair then, right?
Yeah. I want to do my reenactment of asking to bring Ricky to the Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, because everybody knows about my letter that I wrote to the human resources manager about everything that I said about her. I actually read it, so...
Mm-hmm. Oh, you read it on the podcast.
Maybe one day I'll repost that show for people to listen to see, you know, so they can listen to it. But that's only if they comment and ask me what happened. Right. So
yeah.
If you haven't listened to that episode, then you need to comment or call our hotline to do that. And we'll give you that information at the end.
Well, our boss was having a Christmas party on Saturday.
Which is my ex-boss.
Yeah, which is Ricky's ex-boss. And I asked her, because when Ricky quit, I wasn't working there anymore. I had just went back like 2 months ago. So I asked her if I could bring Ricky to the Christmas party.
And this is
she was like, at first she was like, well, can we talk about that? I was like, okay. And then I said, well, never mind. So then the next day when I went to work and I went over to her desk, she was like, can I talk to you about Ricky? And I said, okay, sure.
And now, knowing like, Brandy already knew about everything that happened.
Yeah. So she was like, well, I don't think it's a good idea if you bring Ricky to my Christmas party because he pissed me the hell off. And I was like, oh, I didn't know there was any bad feelings between y'all because, you know, I wasn't here when he left. And so I didn't know that anything had happened. So she was like, Ricky sent this horrible email. It's the worst email I've ever seen in my entire life working at a company. She was like, I've seen some shit, but never anything this bad. He pissed me the hell off. I was like, oh, okay, well. And then when I went back to my desk, my friend Charisse and then the other girl that works with us, her name's Mandy, they were like, you should have been like, does that mean no?
Are you saying no? I'm not getting it. Can you tell me?
Can you tell me again? Did he really piss you the hell off?
I've seen some shit at this company, but I've never seen anything like that.
Oh, and she also said, she said, and what's really bad is he just didn't send it to her. He sent it to everybody in this entire company.
I love it.
Ricky's going to be a legend.
A legend at Ghetto Central Services.
At Ghetto Central Services.
I love the fact that people still remember me there from that. Right. It's great. But you know what? I did what hundreds of other people were afraid to do.
That's true.
And it was the truth, I think.
I think, too.
If you think it's the truth, raise your hand. Thought so. 100% of the vote. All right, so we're going to end the show now. We're at 31 minutes, 32 minutes. I want to remind everyone to go to the website at www.foulmonkeys.com. Also, you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. And you can also call us on our hotline at 206-984-FOUL. And let me tell you, little lazy bitches, I know all of you have cell fucking phones. Call at past 9 o'clock if you're afraid to use long distance or use your minutes. Shit.
But don't go over your minutes like Ricky.
Oh. We don't need to be talking about that, okay? That is my personal business, Brandy.
Oh, well. I'm telling it anyway because I always threaten Ricky to cut off his cell
phone. Yeah, because I'm on Brandy's cell phone plan. So
when I get mad at him, I'm like, I'm cutting you off, bitch.
So every time she calls me, I'm always on the phone.
Yeah, every time I call him, he's always on the phone, and I have to leave a message, and I'm like, if you don't stop taking my calls, I'm gonna cut you off, bitch.
I also want to remind everyone to go to the MySpace page. Have you signed up for the MySpace page?
No,
for ours?
I haven't.
Do you have a MySpace page? Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a MySpace page.
Shit.
Ricky's gonna upchuck on me. No.
I know.
I will be making a MySpace page eventually now that I have a new computer that actually works.
You're awesome. But I want to remind everyone to go to... Did I scare you? Am I screaming too loud?
No, you're fine.
Am I screaming too loud? Brandy, why are your ears bleeding?
I'm dying. I'm melting.
I want to remind everyone to go to the MySpace page because Mike Gaze Okay has been working on it really hard, and I want all you guys to show him some love by joining the MySpace page. Also, I want you guys to head over to podcastsoup.net. They wrote our show up.
Oh, cool.
On the website there. So I want you guys to go visit there and show Mike Hip some love. So this is the end of the show. This is Mute Brandy. Hopefully she'll be on the show again one day. I think I got her to be open a little bit more than she would. See, it's not so bad, is it?
I had fun.
It's not bad, is it?
No, it's not bad.
Could you imagine what it's going to be like with me, you, and Charisse?
Oh, I know. We'll have some fun.
We'll be off the hook.
She didn't have no gas.
Yeah.
Horror. But we still love her.
We love her. She's my black mommy. So, I want everybody to have a good night. I will be in Phoenix by the time you listen to this. So, you can send me some emails. I will be able to get them. Me and her will be camping out at the Grand Canyon.
Oh, cool.
On Friday. No, I can't get your emails there. But I will have access to everything. So, I hope all of you guys have a great weekend. And look forward to recording another show soon. Bye.
Bye.